Are they still drunk? Are they hungover? Sophie and Daniel, definitely not sober.
You're listening to the Hangover You Don't Deserve podcast.
Hi everybody, welcome to Hangover You Don't Deserve podcast. My name's Daniel, and today I am joined by, is it Jade?
Regular patron Jay. That's how you can address
Jay. Jay won a contest to be on the show, so she's going to join us for this episode. It's like a, you had to write 100 words about why a hangover you don't deserve changed your life. Is that what it was?
Oh, I don't remember doing that. Maybe you did it for me.
Yeah, that must be it.
Jay, and you picked your own answer.
Jay's been a big part of the podcast because I think the podcast has been a big part of her life. You know, it's the soundtrack to her life in a lot of ways. You know, she had a first kiss to one of our episodes and they played it at her graduation.
Yeah. Now I'm weirdly like 18 years old. I don't know.
You will likely be familiar with Jay if you've listened to the show from the start. We will have referenced her a number of times. She's our Canadian friend. Big time Canadian, right? Like very Canadian, yeah?
The biggest.
Yeah. So today is Jay's birthday. And as a treat, I let her help me out and be on this podcast while...
I thought I won a contest.
Well, as you know...
Which is it?
As you know, Sophie is on leave, suspended without pay. And we were hoping to have her back and work through things smoothly, but she... got her union involved and it's all these negotiations, so I'm not allowed to say much more on it, but we're hoping she'll be back as soon as possible. Now, we did go out last night for your birthday. So we do, yeah. There won't be our usual segments on this episode because Sophie isn't here, but we still have, we're hungover and that's the point. That's the fucking point. Before we go any further, let's say a quick thank you to everybody who supports us on Patreon. That's you, by the way, Jay. That's you.
Barstool.
There you go. You see, I don't even know what that means.
I could be wrong.
Right. Well,
it's
there
a
you go.
Very small donation.
There's a lot of levels that you can subscribe on our Patreon if you want to support the show, and you get all different exclusives in return. So check that out. It's patreon.com/ahyddpod. And special thank you to Adria Bowman and Jared Spear for their long-term continued support since the beginning of the show. And also a special thank you to Adria Bowman for this Hangover You Don't Deserve podcast koozie, which I am now about to slip a white claw into. That was a horrible sound, wasn't it?
Yeah.
A white claw into and drink. Now, I've got a drink from the Sophie side because I let Aisha use this last night and she's got lipstick on the side with me on it, which I'm hoping washes
that's
out.
That's nice.
So,
is that the one she threw in the trash?
She did throw it right in the bin. Straight in the bin. Just, and I knew it was going to happen. And I said to her, as we were leaving the house, I said, when you're done with this, pass it to me and I'll look after it. And she said, no, it's fine. And I said, no, because you're going to lose it. And then the second she took her last sip, she threw it straight in the bin. And as I was pulling out of the bin, I was looking at her and she was just looking at me just like, what? What's going on? What are we doing?
It was amazing.
So before I ask you this question, how are you feeling? How hungover are you? On a scale of 1 to 10.
Right now, at this very second.
Yes.
Probably like a 6.
Could be worse.
It was worse earlier we were supposed to... I was like 10:30.
Yeah. Jay, we got,
here we are.
We got in just before 5 this morning. And at 5, Jay messaged me and said, I've set my alarm for 10:30. And I was still awake and I saw a message. And I thought... fuck off, Jay. Don't be an idiot. There's no way that... I didn't even reply because I was like, I'm not acknowledging that. I'm going to pretend I'm already asleep so that she doesn't expect me to be awake at 10:30 in the morning.
You told me early. That's the only reason. I would have never done that.
The plan
otherwise.
Was early. Can I interest you in a strawberry and lime copper book?
Sure.
Yes. Fucking champion. So we went out last night for Jay's birthday. Went out in Manchester. I had a really good night. It was... I feel like... even though all we wanted to do was play pool and we didn't get to do that anywhere, the night was a great success.
Yeah.
Do you know, I don't know if anyone has ever tried to go and play pool somewhere, but turns out you have to book like 3 months in advance. It's like it's like trying to plan a wedding. You have to let them know that you're coming.
Yeah.
Where it's some kind of fucking, the Secret Service have got to go in and check it out or something. I don't even know. Why? We went into Black Dog Ballroom and the pool... was booked till midnight. The next available table was midnight, and that was at 8 p.m.
Yeah.
It's fucking wild.
And we're like, well, that's not happening.
So we left. We ate, and the food was fucking great. I've never eaten in there before. It was great. We left, and then we went to Roxy, which I also think is called Ballroom, right?
Well, yeah.
Roxy's Ballroom, whatever.
Oh, that's weird.
And that's like, a games bar. It's like they have pool and bowling and shuffleboard and shit like that.
Yeah.
Everything booked. All booked. The bouncer at the door was like, you didn't want to play any games, did you?
Yeah. And then me trying to be like, okay, but like, if we come in, can we talk to each other? Can we hear each other? And he just like did not understand that question.
Oh, he was not getting that at all. I think
I was just like, I feel like I'm phrasing this okay.
Yeah, I think.
Just no one asked that question, probably.
Sometimes, even though your accent isn't difficult to decipher, I think sometimes when someone speaks in an accent and you weren't expecting it, your brain just doesn't pick up on the words because you're just like, oh, that doesn't sound like that. What words that I thought you were going to say.
That doesn't sound like what I thought you were going to sound like.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Well, yeah. But we could hear each other, and that was great.
Yeah, it was even though it was
a bit, you know, it's always hard to bring two different groups of people. You knew, like, I know my friends here, and then you guys as well, and you guys didn't know each other.
Yeah.
So just, like, bringing together two groups of people is always kind of tough.
Yeah.
Because I don't remember words, I guess, and can't start conversations. So
it was particularly tough, and I'll tell you why, Jay, and it is your fault.
Yeah.
I'd just gone to the bathroom right when your friends arrived.
Right.
And you didn't introduce me. So I don't know their names.
We said Daniel was coming and then right. So they knew yours.
Right, okay, so they knew my name. I spent 6 hours with those people. I don't know their names.
I should introduce herself as soon as I walked in. I was like, I was going to do that. But she took the initiative and did it. And I was like, honestly, love that.
Well,
thank you.
I would have done that, but there was already like a... There was already an uncomfortable moment the second that they arrived because we'd arrived first, so there were four of us, and then they arrived a little bit after us, but I'd gone to the toilet and they took my seat.
Right.
And when I got back, I was just like, oh, I don't know where to sit now because she sat next to Aisha and I was going to sit next to Aisha, so now I don't know where to sit.
But then we switched it around.
We figured it out. Yeah. We figured it all out.
It was fine. But then it was good.
The food was amazing.
Yeah. So loud and... The same song for 20 minutes? I don't actually know.
I don't know what it was,
but I really hated it. Or that Backstreet Boys song?
Yeah.
I
have a problem with repetition in general. Like, anything that repeats really bugs me.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of music, I can't stand because it's the same thing again and again. But that song, it was some kind of remix of I Want It That Way, but it just kept saying I Want It That Way again and again and again. Fucking awful. Absolutely awful.
Yeah.
Generally speaking, I just hate anywhere where you go and you can't hear what you're saying over the music. It doesn't make any fucking sense to me.
Yeah. I felt like I remembered Roxy being not that loud. That's why it was really good to...
Yeah, it was really cool in
there. To go there. Oh, I had one. Let me see. I took a photo of it. Do you see on the wall? I thought it was so cringy. And I'm like, why would you paint this on the wall? Ballin' in Manny.
Ballin' in Manny. There's this new, like, trend at the moment where... Places will paint a catchphrase or a slogan or a saying that nobody has ever said before on the wall, or in Archie's they'll make a neon sign and put it on the wall because they're hoping it'll catch on online and they'll get traction from Instagram or
ballin'
whatever.
Ballin' in Manny, not happening.
No one has ever said ballin' in Manny.
No one is going to.
Right, mate, what are you up to? Oh, I'm just ballin' in Manny. What about you?
I mean, I won't now.
Well, I'm going to say it every day.
All the fucking time. Good luck getting me to stop saying it. You can try. But.
I'm going to make a Backstreet Boys remix that just says Ballin' and Manny again and again.
Ballin' and Manny.
Oh, well, that's going to be the clip for this episode.
Great. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Jay. So, it's your actual birthday today, and the thing that you're doing for it is being here, filling in for Sophie on this podcast.
Yes.
How did you feel about that? Glad to be here?
Yeah, I just feel like that checks out. That's just pretty much, that's what I would expect.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
So, here's the thing, right?
Okay.
Here's the thing.
Oh, boy.
The
thing's coming.
Here's the birthday thing, right?
Oh, shit.
About 2, maybe 3 weeks ago. Do you know what it was? I know when it was. It was the day I arrived home from London after I'd worked that festival with Jarrett, C2C Festival. Got home, and that day I got a message from your mum, who I've never spoken to before. And the message started, "Hi, it's Jay's mum." And immediately, now I don't know if this is me or if this is what everybody would do, but immediately I go, "Oh my God, Jay's died. Jay must have died. Why would her mum ever message me? She must be dead. She's either dead or they can't get in touch with her because she's dead. So
you have to tell her that I'm dead now.
Like, yeah, she's telling me Jay's dead, or I'm going to go and have to find that Jay's dead and then tell her. Yeah, just got here. She's dead. I'm sorry. So I did, genuinely did just think, like, there can be no other reason. This is something catastrophic, because otherwise, why would this happen? It wasn't that. You weren't dead. And, you know, I'm glad, I guess. It's pretty good that you're not dead.
Yeah.
It's better than being dead. The message actually was that she wanted me to help with a birthday surprise for you that involved making your favourite cake that you have every year on your birthday, is the story I'm told.
Mm.
Okay?
Right. Correct.
Okay. And your mum said, here are the ingredients. It's like this, 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 and this. Can you get those things easily? And I said, no, we don't have any of those things in this country. There is not a single thing you just said that exists in this country. Mm. But I was like, but I'll be able to find some alternatives. And the list of ingredients that she described, I thought, I can get English versions of all those. It's really easy. Sponge cake mix, jelly mix, that's fine. Jello vanilla pudding, I was like, that's just Angel Delight. That's going to be fine. And then Dream Whip, and I was like, what is that, whipped cream? It's going to be fine. I'll figure it out. I'll figure it out. And I read the list of ingredients, and my mum was here, and I read them to her, and she was like, it must just be like a Canadian version of a trifle. Just buy her a trifle. And I was like, I don't think that's what they're going for. Surely trifle is not what Jay would describe as her favourite cake. That doesn't make any sense. So I said to your mum, like, firstly, I cannot fucking cook. Never mind, like, bake. Baking is like cooking with science. It's terrifying.
That's exactly
so,
it.
So I said, I don't feel confident in that, but I'd love to help if I can. But we can't get any of those things. And your immediate was like, I've just been doing some research. I found a place. So there's some shop in London, some American sweet shop
right,
or something.
Right where you just were.
Right where I just
and
was.
And you could have just picked them up.
Yep. Oh, yeah, for
classic.
Sure. She had all the stuff sent to me. And for anybody who's listening who isn't from North America, it was fucking gross. And don't let Jay tell you otherwise. It was just, everything's just powdered. This is food you could make after surviving nuclear war. You would be in a bunker and you could make this.
Honestly, you're welcome.
For what?
Giving you, like, delicious food that you could make in a bunker after nuclear war.
So, here's how it works. You make a sponge cake. Now, the sponge cake itself, different than the sponge cake we would make, because we would use butter and this used vegetable oil, which makes it, like, denser and moister, right? Now, you want moistness from a cake, but this is more than I would have expected. It's very moist, and it definitely tastes different than our cake. But we do make some dry-ass cakes in this country. Then, when the cake is made, now, also, there was a whole situation with the tray. I'll go into that. When the cake is made, you poke holes into the cake, and then you pour, like, not yet set jelly into the cake.
Orange Jello.
Orange Jello.
For people who know what that means.
I think everybody will get it. Even English people know that you guys say Jello.
Okay. Well,
Jello.
It's different than jelly or jam. It's Jello.
It's different than jelly? But
well, I think we would say jelly and jam for the same thing.
Yeah,
of the time, but
I think that's...
I think Canadians usually say jam.
I think...
We don't really say jelly.
Okay,
really.
Right. Well, then that's the confusion.
We would say Jello.
Anyway.
I think it's like a Kleenex situation. And then where people say Kleenex instead of, like, tissue.
Oh,
because it's the brand.
That makes
sense.
But
then it's called Jell-O is the brand.
Right.
And it's the jelly that you get, I guess.
So Jell-O is a brand of jelly. So it is actually jelly.
I guess so, but we don't call it that.
Okay.
We would just always call it Jell-O.
Dude, I'm so hungover. This is really fucking with my head.
Okay, moving on.
So what,
it's actually not that important.
So what's a marmalade?
We don't really have it.
So
jam?
You pour jelly into a cake, into a sponge cake. You poke holes in the cake and then you pour jelly into it.
Yeah.
And then you put it in the fridge.
Yeah.
And I thought it was going to have, like, jelly in it, like bits of like hard jelly all through it. I thought that was like, it was going to be like veins of jelly running through the cake. It doesn't do that.
No.
It just makes the cake orange flavored and moist, which I feel like you could do with orange. But God forbid anybody eat a fucking fruit or vegetable in that country.
Yeah, can't. No, that's not allowed.
You can't keep that on a shelf for 3 years, can you?
Yeah, exactly. Good luck eating that in a nuclear war.
So multiple people have known about this, that this was happening before you did, obviously, because it was a surprise. That's how surprises work, you know.
Wow.
So
I feel really out of the loop.
So my friend Emma, friend of the show, was here and I was telling her about it. And I was like, Emma, I'm terrified. I don't know how to bake. I'm really nervous and I can't fuck it up. Because I only have one chance. If I fuck it up, I can't replace the ingredients at all. So she had a look at the stuff and she was like, right, well, let me bring you over some stuff because I've got, like, you know, vanilla essence, stuff like that. Stuff that you don't, then you won't need to buy. So she brought a cake tin because I don't have a fucking cake tin. I very, by the grace of God, my grandma got me a handheld blender for Christmas. Otherwise, I would have had to whisk all of the things with a fork. Because I don't have a whisk either, so I would have just had to use a fork.
Right.
So she brought me this cake tin, and it was a reasonable size for a cake tin. The size that you would make, like, a tray cake. I was pleased with it.
Yeah.
The back of the box for the vanilla cake, sponge cake, had this exact tin measurement as one of the options for how long to cook it. So I was like, perfect. That's the exact measurement of this tin. Now, I know that this is, like, an approved tin. It's a verified tin. Verified size.
Yeah. It's got the blue tick.
Yeah. It's blue tick inches.
It's ready.
And yet, when I poured the mix in, there was nowhere near enough mix in the box. It filled, like, one inch deep cake.
That's a fine. Some people use it like that. So they'd use it like that because they would make multiple and then they would probably layer them. And they would put icing in the middle and then put another sack right on top of it. But you don't have to do that. And it did rise, so it did have it. It's just like the edges were a bit thin, but that's just what happens.
It was very... Right.
It was fine.
Here's another thing that happened is I said to your mom, because she described the ingredients and I couldn't imagine what the fuck that could possibly make. So I said, can you send me a picture so that I know what, like, the goal is here, what we're trying to achieve. And the picture she sent, she'd got off Google.
Yeah.
So it was like a professionally made one, I guess. If there's professionals who make orange jelly cake, I doubt it.
Have you tasted it? Of course they would.
But
most wedding planners and most people who make wedding cakes use like a box mix.
That's a disgrace.
It's just the same for us back anyway.
Yeah, I don't think that...
Maybe not here. I don't know what the box mixes are like here. But, no. You know, back home, it's usually just easier to do that.
How do you make a wedding cake when the cake I made was 1 inch deep?
Multiple boxes?
Fucking
hell. Lots of boxes.
100 boxes of it.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, well... The picture your mum sent me... Not a fucking orange jelly one, I'll tell you that much.
Well...
The picture your mum sent me was... It was huge... And it looked very professional. What I made was, it looked like a slice of bread with custard on it.
You know, I did send a picture. You should put it on Instagram.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
My stepmom responded to it. Would you like me to read what she
Yes,
said?
Please. Yes, please.
Okay.
I'm so excited about this.
Don't feel bad, though.
No, I will.
Okay. Okay. Well, then I'm definitely going to read it. Okay. What kind of cake is this? Five question marks. It looks orange, but not. And that looks like cheese. Why does this look like Filet-O-Fish? Question mark, question mark.
Only a North American person would say it looks like cheese when talking about a puddle of yellow mess.
It was not.
Cheese does not look like
it's
that.
She's talking about this part.
The custard.
No, not the custard.
Oh, the middle of the orange, cake. The orange jelly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She thinks it's like cheese, but then it doesn't... Why does it look like Filet-O-Fish from McDonald's?
Okay. That's a reasonable review, I think. For the first thing I've ever baked, I feel like it went fine. And also, when I say I baked, I mean it was all powder that you add milk to, and also my mum did it. So, you know, I was there. I did some of it. I poked holes in the cake. Yeah. You know what I used? What would you use to poke holes in the cake? Is there a cake hole poke tool? Is Canada famous for its cake tool poking?
No.
No. Do you know what's funny, though, is that during the time I was making it and all of the nervousness leading up to it, thinking I'm going to fuck this up, at no point was any of the nervousness because you are, like, a qualified baker. There was no point where I was like, man, she really knows her stuff. She's really going to judge me. I wasn't bothered about that. I was just like, it's going to be terrible. And also I thought, I'm going to have to send a picture to your mom so I can say like, there you go, I did it. But then when I saw it, I was like, I'm not sending her a fucking picture. I'm just never going to speak to her again. That's how I'm going to get away. I'm just never, ever going to speak to her again. Never going to mention this because I am ashamed.
Yeah, you won't speak to her until I die.
Yeah, next time she
Next time I'll be dead.
Next time she messaged me, you better be dead.
Yeah.
It's going to be a boy who cried wolf situation because I'm going to be like, oh my God, it's going to be about cake. There's no way I'm opening that message. Anyway, the cake is fine, I guess. I don't understand it. It's very different than the cake you would get here. It's very, very wet.
You're making it sound really gross. It's not. It's not wet. It's not.
You're making it sound gross. There was a point where we didn't know how any of it was going to turn out. And because we were pouring jelly into an already very moist cake, it's like, this might be like a soup by the end. This might just not work. Like, if the cake just, the structure of the cake just collapses because of all the water, maybe it'll just be like, it'd be like cake ramen. Just sponge cake ramen.
I'm here for it. I would eat that.
It's a strange combination. Also, your jello is powdered.
Mm.
And it doesn't, it's not the same as ours. And it didn't do what we expected it to.
Yeah, it's like boiling water with that, and then you let it set.
Yeah, but that's what ours is like too. But it's like it was setting in like there were like bits in it, gelatin bits.
I don't know. I genuinely haven't made Jell-O in probably 15 years. So
because you're a grown adult.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I haven't made it. But people would make it for like Jell-O shots and stuff.
Yeah, that's the only
but
time.
But that's not something I did.
That's the only time I've ever really had it. I don't like jelly, so that's...
I just, like, I would take it from other people who made it. I didn't, like, make it for other people.
You stole it?
I mean, I probably gave it back later.
Was that a vomit joke?
Absolutely.
That is incredible.
Yes, it was.
Which leads me on to my next point. My next question that I want to ask you. Now, you've been saying to me, because we knew you were going to be doing this podcast, you've been saying, like, will you send me the questions? And I keep trying to explain it's like a free flow thing. I don't have a list of questions to ask you, but now I'm going to ask you questions and then you're going to get mad at me.
Yeah, right. I knew it.
No, it's fine.
You also just said, like, I was right. So yeah. I don't, that's fine.
Okay.
Whatever.
No, this is going to be something, you'll be able to answer it on the spot. It's going to be fine. Don't worry. When do you think is a moment in your childhood that you felt the most happy?
Jesus.
No, I'm kidding. When you're hungover, what are the key symptoms? How would you, if you were speaking to somebody, imagine, right, this like they used to do in school. Imagine an alien comes down to Earth and you have to explain to them the concept of a hangover. What do you tell them you're feeling?
I don't think anyone's ever asked me a question in that manner before.
Maybe that's an English school thing. It's always like, you've got to explain this to an alien. Because they're trying to get across the point that, like, you have to imagine they know nothing. You've got to start from scratch of explaining everything.
Right, because like, the people who can, like, look, aliens that have all of these spaceships and time travel and
yeah,
all that
and
shit,
they come down and they're
don't
like,
understand what a hangover is.
Yeah. It's the way people would say, like, explain it to me like I'm 5, but instead of that, it's explain it to me like I'm an alien.
Yeah,
so,
I was like, I've heard the 5.
So the way most of our maths puzzles and stuff worked or whatever, fucking... English questions in exams, rather than...
All had to do with aliens.
Yeah, rather than them worry about us understanding the concept of aliens for the basis of the question, we had to worry about whether they understood the concept of similes or whatever the fuck, you know?
Right.
So anyway, what are the main Checks symptoms out. Of a hangover?
Headache always right away.
Okay.
And just not willing to move. Okay. I just want to stay in bed and not move. And then usually just trying to find a position where I don't want to vomit.
Okay, that's what I was hoping to hear, right? Because
you're welcome.
Because I hate you. I mean, I wanted to feel fucking recognized because I never meet anyone who gets hangovers as bad as I do. And doing this show with Sophie for coming up on 3 years now, and the way she gets hungover is just like she's just a bit can't be arsed. And I'm like, oh right, well I could vomit at any second.
Yeah.
And, I mean, so far recording these, I've never had, like, a hangover that bad where I can't move. Like, there's days when I'm hungover where I need to lie in a certain position, breathe in a certain way. No one can speak to me. Because if you say anything in the same room as me, you might shake the air around me and I'll vomit. Like, it's a very tender situation.
Yeah.
And most people's hangovers, I don't think, are like that.
I mean, I've had that, but I don't know if I've just grown out of it, or now I just don't let myself drink that much.
Grown out of it? Was that a dig at me?
No. I'm not saying that.
You're calling me a child?
Yes.
Saying I'm immature.
Obviously. Anyway.
Jesus.
You're welcome. It used to be really bad, and now it's not so bad anymore. Usually.
Interesting.
So that's what I mean. I don't know if it's just my hangovers have changed as I grew up. It was nothing to do with you. Not always about you. But, yeah.
Sorry.
Foreign concept.
Imagine an alien has come down to Earth and you have to explain that not everything's about me, because I'm not getting that.
Yeah. So, yeah. I don't know. It was really bad. Like, it used to be really, really bad.
Yeah.
And now, I used to have ways to cope with it, but I just don't, again, like I said, I don't know if I'm just not drinking as much anymore.
Yeah.
Or if I figured out something that works for me, which is really, I just take, like, a painkiller and some water before bed, and usually that's fine. And that helps.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That wouldn't
it help. Doesn't go away, it but
help
it helps.
With the
it
nausea,
helps.
Though.
I know. And that's what I mean. I don't know if that just went away or something. Or maybe it's only if I drink certain things and I just haven't been drinking those things.
Yeah. Because that's for me, the thing I can't get past. Tired, headache, whatever, I'm fine. But not being able to move in case I vomit, that really inconveniences my day, you know?
I can see how that may be.
Yeah.
Thing. I don't have to be an alien to figure that one out.
So when you say it used to be really, really bad, what springs to mind is like a key one that stands out?
The hangover part. Because there was like the night was terrible. And that's a different story. Like during the same before I went to sleep. That was bad.
You mean throwing up like on the night?
Yeah.
You're right. Okay. Yeah.
So we've had that times.
That hasn't happened to me in a very long time. I think that is something that you tend to grow out of.
Yeah.
But my findings are that you just drag it into the next day. It just goes on longer.
Yeah.
As you used to throw up on the night and wake up fresh as fuck the next day, I would kill for that. Throwing up drunk, not even remembering it, and waking up the next day feeling great, perfect. But now I'm like a fucking adult, and I wake up the next day, and I lie on the couch for 7 hours going... Like, Daniel, you okay? People think I'm having a heart attack or something. I'm like, wave of nausea, gonna be okay. That's my day. That's my whole day. That's blocked out in the calendar. That's what I'm doing that day.
Yeah, probably my 19th birthday, which was a drinking age back home.
Oh, really? I didn't even know that.
Yeah. So
that's a strange age. Where did they pull that from? I know that all of it is arbitrary, but like...
I don't know, because 18 you can vote, but you can't drink. And then you turn 19 and you can drink.
That's
you can make political decisions, but you cannot have a beer.
No, but that's kind of a good idea. It's like, we need your first year sober just to prove that like you're paying attention.
I mean, as if that is a thing anyway, but...
Yeah.
It was a good try.
Yeah.
But we also live so close to Quebec, which Quebec had different rules. So their drinking age was 18, so you can go out.
It's Quebec, not Quebec. Is that is this the first time hearing of this?
I don't know. I feel like you can... I think someone would know what you meant.
No. This isn't the alien down to earth thing. I'm saying, like, what's the correct way of saying it?
I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know.
It seems like you would be right over me, a person who has never been to Canada.
Quebec. Probably. Like, more like that.
Okay. So you moved over to the UK. You knew that. You were here. You did it. You were part of that.
Wow.
So you did that because of how much you love this podcast. You just thought maybe you'd get on someday if you lived here. Is that the end? Because I don't understand why anybody would move to England. It doesn't make sense to me.
No, just I had fun when I came over here. And I think everyone could have used a bit of a change after the past little bit we've had. Don't know if you've heard of it. COVID.
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 Is that, that's a place in Canada?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I've not been there, but it's, you know, it's on my bucket list.
I wouldn't recommend it.
What have you found moving here? Because honestly, I'm not this is not me being like jokingly cynical or whatever. I genuinely cannot think of a reason a person would want to move to the UK unless they were like fleeing something. That's the only reason I can imagine you. There's the fucking dire condition you would have to put next to England on a fucking comparison chart to make us look good is horrifying. I hate it here so much.
Right.
So
I got that.
So when you moved here, what did you find in terms of, firstly, do you feel that there's a difference in levels of convenience?
What do you mean?
Like, the difference between here and America, and I have to say America, and I know that you know, Canada and America did have multiple differences as well, but I've never been to Canada, so I've no idea. But okay. you all eat the same food and shit, so it's kind of the same.
Okay.
The difference between here and America is, in America, they make everything easy for the consumer. And here, not only do they want your money, but then they want to make you think you're a fucking idiot for even asking a question. That's just how life works here.
I don't know. Maybe I just haven't experienced that. Really?
I think maybe you wouldn't get that because you have the accent that you can... Firstly, people...
Oh, is it obvious that I'm not from here?
People are like... People are already interested. You know, just like, oh, wow. We don't hear that accent around here a lot or whatever. But also, you can play ignorant to anything that you didn't understand because you're just like, oh, I had no idea. You know, I didn't know I was supposed to stand there. I, you know.
Oh, yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like going behind the bar, pulling a pint.
You're just allowed to do that.
But back home.
I don't know.
So you've not had any problems with that then. But what about people? Because the thing that the world knows about Canada is everybody there is very polite. That's like the stereotype. But again, I've never been there. I don't know. I just know you. You're a bit of a prick.
Hmm. That's true.
In the nicest way possible.
It's fine.
Is there a real difference?
Not really. Like, I think every place will have nice people and not so nice people.
Okay.
I think if you were to stop and ask someone for help, like, on the street back home, I'm sure you would probably get a better answer than people who would just walk right by.
Yep. Okay.
This is why I wanted a list of questions.
I didn't know I was going to ask you these questions.
Oh, well, you should have thought of that.
It's all off the cuff.
Before I got here.
So, then finally, what about drinking culture? Because our reputation around the world is that we binge drink.
Yeah.
So, is a night out here different?
You can stay out longer. So.
In the UK?
Yeah.
Right, you don't do like.
Bars are open till like 5 or something, right?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Not back home. It's like 2. Or 3.
Right, okay.
But otherwise, no. I feel like it's pretty similar. I think there's less, like, casual drinking. And it's more, back home, it's more like, it's a night out. This is what we're doing. Because it's a night out, we're drinking because it's a night out.
Right.
Versus just like, okay, well, I'm home now, beer. But maybe that's just not the people I was hanging out with.
Yeah, and also, I don't think that's everyone in England either.
Yeah.
I don't get home and have a beer anymore. No. Because I did it too many times and it became a problem.
I was like, you're just always home.
Yeah.
Always have beer.
Yeah. There's no arriving involved. Yeah, I think, and I'm assuming this is a British thing because, again, it's the reputation we have. We tend to make alcohol an addition to everything. So, you're going to watch a movie? Beer. You're going to the kids' birthday party? Beer. You know, it's like everything.
I mean, we have movie theaters that serve alcohol as well. And if I were to go to a kid's birthday party, I would expect there to be alcohol.
Okay, all right.
So
good. Then you know what? I'm sick of hearing that we have a alcohol problem in this country. We're fine.
I didn't say that.
No, I know, but the okay. world is.
Well,
you know how much Europeans fucking hate us because we're disgusting animals?
Huh. Well, that's nice.
Mm. Yeah. And I get it. You go over there and it's just like, yeah, look at you. You know, I went to Belgium on a tour once and everyone there, now to be fair, it was a nice sunny day, right? So I'm sure it's not always like this, but everyone there was just like, everyone's wearing summer dresses and just riding around on bicycles. They're riding bikes in dresses over there. Just riding bikes. There's just bicycles everywhere. More bicycles than cars. Everyone's super friendly. People who don't even speak English are just still super friendly. They're so excited that you just exist, just in the street at the same time as them and stuff.
Well, I've never experienced that.
You should go to Belgium.
I should go to Belgium.
Do you have a drink that you can never return to because it caused such a bad hangover or made you so sick?
Just tequila.
Tequila?
Yep. any of it. Smell it. Can't do it.
Yeah.
Absolutely okay. not.
That's funny. A few people have had that answer.
It's awful. I hate it.
I like tequila.
We like went when we were back home and stuff. We went and was out with a friend, and she knew the bartender, and so he just like, you know, obviously he doesn't really have time to talk to us or anything like that. So we just sat at our own table, and then he came over later and just dropped off shots at our table and left.
Right.
Just like free shots. And it's just like, free shots? You can't say no to free shots.
Yep.
So we were just like, yeah, all right, take this shot. And then I realized after it had just gone down my throat, I'm like, oh, that was tequila. And then I proceeded to sit there with my eyes wide open and my hand over my mouth for about 15 minutes while she talked at me. Because I couldn't do anything. I just had to sit there so I didn't throw
okay.
up.
Okay. Man. Mine is Southern Comfort. I can't drink Southern Comfort or smell it. And it's a very distinctive smell, so it doesn't come up the rest of the time. You know, like, I just think, because I hate Jaeger as well. And people, whenever you say that, people think, like, that you're just going to do the Jaeger bomb anyway. Like, oh, yeah. Everyone hates it. That's the fun. No, that's what are you doing? Why
that's
are you doing
that? That's not
fun. No.
Who is that fun for?
If I don't like things, I don't have them.
Who are you helping?
I'm not at home like, I fucking hate tomatoes. I'm not at home like, I'm just going to have a tomato just for the bants, you know. Let's everyone eat a tomato. Oh, I don't like them. Ah, come on. That's what's funny.
So, no one likes them.
So I've never understood it, but Jaeger, I feel like you just smell it everywhere all the time. And when I used to have to go to work in like a place that it wasn't my bedroom, I fucking hated working weekends because you'd get off the train in the morning and town, because as you say, people are out till 6 a.m. here. So if I'm arriving to work at 7 or 8, town just stinks of Jaeger vomit everywhere. Mm. And it's the strongest smelling thing in the world. And it's fucking everywhere. Everywhere. I've never experienced that with tequila.
No.
I've never been out in the street and been like, can you smell tequila?
No. And I'm really glad for that. Because that would not be a good time for me. I would go home.
Yeah.
I'd be like, oh, back to Canada. No. This was horrible to get here, but fuck that. I'm going home.
I once walked past a pub. It was not that long after my Southern Comfort incident that made me stop. Walked after a pub. And as I walked past the door was open, and as I walked past, I smelled Southern Comfort. I just started heaving in the street. So I think I've worked past that a little bit now. That wouldn't happen to me, but I certainly wouldn't fucking drink it. But I like a tequila. I did a shot of tequila the other night because everybody was doing Jaeger bombs and I didn't know what to do, so I just had tequila. Right. I'm sick of going to bars where, and this always happens, if I find any bar that sells the beer I like, they don't do shots that I like. Because anytime I find, like, oh, great, they have whatever fucking douchey craft beer that I like, you know.
Yeah.
I'm one of those people.
Checks out.
Whenever I see, like, oh, they've got this on tap, then they will not have sours. Those two things never coincide.
Yeah. I feel like it's too mainstream.
That's it.
The douches can't have sours. Yeah. Anti-sours.
The douchebags who like craft beers can't have sours because they think that the people drinking sours are douchebags. And I'm both douchebags. Yeah. I'm double...
King douchebag.
King
of the douchebags.
That's what it is, though. That's what it is. I like all the douchiest parts of everything.
Yeah.
The difference is I don't feel the need to be like, oh my God, have you tried this craft beer? I would happily never discuss a beer with someone ever in my life because I don't need to hear it, especially if it's somebody else who's like, oh, you'll really love that. I know what I like. I don't, if I wanted to try something, I would go and try it. I know what I like. If we're in a bar and they serve my favorite beer and you're like, oh, you should try that, why the fuck would I do that? They've got my favorite beer here.
But what if that ends up being your favorite beer? Just that you said last night that you've
Jason,
never been
I can't take
you've
that chance.
Never been to Roxy, but you won and you're like, I would come back here after like 30 seconds of walking in.
Okay, yeah. But I didn't say
and
I've
you're
never...
like, I would never come to a place like this because once I find a bar that I like, I just keep going there. And then ta-da, bring you to another one, you're like, I'm gonna come here again.
The difference
you
is
you turned into Batman.
Yeah, what was that?
I'm gonna come here.
Have you met me? My voice is not like that.
No, it isn't.
You know, me and Ash have a real problem. You know, we were talking last night about how I don't know if we've mentioned, but I don't like when you can hear the music over your friend speaking. So we were talking about how loud bars, don't like loud bars.
No.
And you messaged me because we couldn't speak to each other because it was so loud. So we were just
you were one person away from me.
Yeah. There was just Josh between us. And I was just like, well, I'll never hear what she says ever again then. And you messaged me. Please Google search bars you can hear your friends at on a Saturday night in Manchester. And me and Aisha have this specific problem where anytime we talk in the bar, she thinks I'm shouting at her.
Yeah.
Because...
You are.
Because my... My voice is really low. She said to me the other day, I've never met anybody who can just... No matter how loud the music is, they can make their voice be louder than that. And I was like, I don't know, I'm just speaking, like, I need to be able to hear what I'm saying too, so I'm just speaking that loud. And with Aisha, her voice is high and blends in with the music, and I can't hear anything she's saying. And so I'm always, like, screaming, and she's speaking as loud as she can, but I still can't hear her. So I'm just like, why are you not helping? Why are you not trying to speak louder? Today, so when me and Sophie do these, and we do long recording sessions, you know, we'll sit and record for 6 hours, and we start, because we are doing that long, we start at 10 in the morning, is usually the aim, and today, we started this at 2 in the afternoon, and this is perfect. I was just saying this to Aisha the other day, because the podcast setup currently is in my living room. We've moved around a lot, and I've never settled on a space. You're looking around like you knew that. There's people listening.
I'm joking.
You know? Like 4 people are listening to the show, Jay.
You set up in your living room.
Yes. So we've moved around a lot, and never found a space that worked well. This is great for comfort, because the main reason to keep moving around is Sophie moans constantly about not being comfortable. And when I did discuss it with her, she wanted to be able to lie down while we recorded, which, as you can see, she can now do. The problem is, though, she's never close enough to the mic because she always wants to lie so far back. But I don't know what else I can do other than let her lie vertically and I hang a mic over her. Like, yeah. That's my only option now.
Yeah. I mean, it's worth a try.
But I was saying to Aisha, I wish the podcast setup could just stay here, but it's so inconvenient. There's so much stuff everywhere. I wish it could always be here, because I would love to be able to just at any given time be like, let's record now. Let's just record a quick one now. Like, that would be fucking great.
Yeah.
Now, the way our night ended last night is the way so many nights seem to go. And I can never figure out what the correlation is that, like, every time I go out and, like, drink loads and loads of alcohol, I can't figure out how to get an Uber home. I don't know what the cause is there, but something about that. Someone should look into that.
I mean, I tried. We tried to do it. And you're like, no, I got it.
I did have it, to be fair.
Did you?
Yeah. So we went and got food.
Yeah.
And when we left, I ordered a cab. And then he rang me and said, I'm on this street, which was not where we were and not where I ordered the cab to. And it really pisses me off when they do that. Because now, then the Uber will message like, your driver will wait 5 minutes and then we'll leave and you will be charged. Okay, well then, why didn't he drive to where I am? Because mm-hmm. then I would have definitely got in the car.
Yeah.
So, by the time we got to where he said he wasn't there, and I rang, and he went, oh, mate, you're in the wrong car. So somebody had got in our Uber, and they then just charged me for that. Because he said, I'm only around the corner, I'll come back, and then he never came back. So I cancelled the trip, and then they charged me like £8. And on top of that, they do that thing now where they like put a hold on your account for the total cost of the trip. Mm-hmm. So I'm down like £45 for this trip that I didn't take.
Yeah.
Yep. And then, and then here's what happened. And I know what happened. We wanted to use the split fare thing on Uber so that we could both pay half for the cab. It was great because we were going back in the same direction. How often does that happen? Never. So it was perfect. And it didn't quite go down that way because obviously I was very, very drunk and couldn't really see. And I do remember trying to split the fare just with like a random contact in my phone. And you were like, I remember you going, "Who is that?" And I was like, "I don't know." So they probably got like a fucking a text from, I don't even know who.
Do you want to split fare? It's like, no. Not really. That's a great thing to do. Just do it with all your friends and see if they want to help you out.
Just like, anybody want to pay for half my Uber? Guys, I'm really fucked, man. Just help me out. It's actually a great idea. It's kind of like people who post, say they're in Wetherspoons. Like, I'm at table 6 in Wetherspoons, send me a drink. It's that, but it's just like, I'm trying to get a fucking ride home, please. I've been out all night. It's also like, it's also especially funny because you're texting someone who's not there. Like, I went out without you. Can you help me get home?
Yeah, exactly. And you didn't tell them. No warning. Just like, please help.
But it does make me think I should just delete all the fucking contacts out of my phone because I have no idea who I pressed to split that fare with. And also, that was the one that we didn't even end up getting in and I cancelled it. But then
so
you
hopefully they didn't say yes.
Yeah, hopefully. But then you ordered the Uber and you think you did split fare, but I didn't get asked if I wanted to pay any money and there's nothing on the Uber app. And
it may be expired or something.
But how does it send it to you? Do you know?
I don't.
Yeah.
I think it usually just pops up on your phone.
Oh, right.
So like a notification or something, like an Uber notification would pop up, I think. But I haven't done it in a long time.
Okay.
I did send it to you.
Okay.
You were quite drunk and you were eating and had your phone in your pocket.
Yeah.
And I was like, don't think that's gonna happen, but I tried.
Right. Well, here's
I wasn't gonna yell at you and be like, I'll press it. Split it with me.
Well, you should have done. I need firm instruction when I'm not drunk. But here's the thing. I don't know if maybe I did pay for half. Uber may have taken half the money, but I don't know because there's so many fucking charges and refunds and cancellations on there because I had to cancel the one that somebody stole, then I'd ordered a new one, but then you got a one, so then I had to cancel the one I'd ordered.
Yeah.
It's a disaster.
That one shouldn't charge you. Oh, it's just the hold,
yeah,
right?
It didn't.
Okay.
But I just mean, like, I can't marry up the trips with the charges or anything because none of it makes sense.
Yeah.
We went to Janam's, which is the greatest food place in the world for after a night out. And me and Aisha were first, and I asked for two portions of... You're shaking your head already.
I'm so mad
at
you.
Two portions of jalapeno poppers. And he said, okay. And then he put them in the fryer. And then you said, can I have two portions of jalapeno poppers? And he said, no, we've got none left. but then I shared them with you.
Yeah. Yeah.
So don't be mad.
I got three jalapeno poppers out of your two portions of it.
What did you want me to do?
And I gave you mozzarella sticks in return.
Yeah. We split the mozzarella sticks and the jalapeno poppers. Listen.
That's all I was talking about all night. And it was my birthday.
Listen. I was not present mentally in that situation.
That's true.
And also, what happened in there is I asked for a portion of sweet potato fries and he thought I said two. But I didn't know he thought I said two. And then the guy said, £20, please. And I was like, what the fuck? But I didn't want to argue because I couldn't see the menu quickly enough to check what the prices were. And I was just like, that's some expensive chips. So I just paid it. And then they gave me two portions. And one of the portions is uneaten in the kitchen because I didn't want them. And I can only eat so much before I go to bed.
Can you eat them now?
No, they're gross. Cold and just
sad. Put them back in the oven.
Yeah, maybe I will.
We'll toast them back up.
Yeah.
We'll toast action.
Good plan.
Broil them.
But those moments of chaos at the end of a night are the things that I don't really wake up with beer fear or anything like that. And Aisha really does. She'll wake up in the morning like, oh God, was I embarrassing last night? Or did what was that conversation about? And oh my God, have I lost this or whatever? I am just like, nah, it's fine. I had a great night. We had a good time. Don't you worry about it. Everything was great. Were you really drunk? Yeah. super drunk. We had a great time. Yeah. But the one thing that does make me think like, oh God, I hate being such a mess, is that chaos at the end of the night, not being able to get an Uber home because...
But that wasn't even our fault.
No, it wasn't, but it's just...
It is just annoying. You're like, okay, the night's done. I want to go home. And yeah. You just like spend 40 minutes on yeah. the side of the road waiting.
And if you were sober, you'd be able to like... You'd be more resilient and you'd figure it out better. But all you can do is just keep pressing the Uber button. Just like, please, please.
They said no.
Yeah.
They can't find one. And it's like XL. I'm like, we don't need XL. And you're like, oh, yeah.
I don't. It defaulted to that. I didn't know why it had done that.
Oh, because yeah. It was like £50 or something. And I was like, we don't need that.
That
it was only four. And you're like, oh, yeah. And changed it.
That makes sense. As to why they charged me £40 for that trip. Yeah. And I know why it was on XL. It's because the last time I used Uber, it was when I was trying to order an Uber when we were at the festival. So we had gear and stuff. This all makes sense now. You see, this chaos, I would have never pieced it together because I would have forgotten about that Uber XL thing. This is the stuff that stresses me out. It's the end of the night where I think like I could spend so much money without even knowing it, or like I just fucking accidentally spent £20 on chips that I didn't want and 40 quid on an Uber XL that somebody else got in. And the worst part, I guess, well, the silver lining, I should say, is somebody else took that Uber, so I didn't pay £40 for us to go home, because if we'd have found the Uber, it would have been an XL and we would have just got in it and not known.
Yeah.
So that worked out.
Well, we probably would have been like, seems excessive, but sure, whatever. Thanks for picking up the ride, man with a large vehicle.
Yeah, that's exactly what I would have said.
You would have said it exactly like that.
Yeah, I always say that.
Yeah.
So,
how often do you get into people's large vehicles?
Not much as an adult, but...
Right.
Yeah, so that worked out for the best, actually. So how much was the Uber home? Because you didn't answer my question earlier.
£14?
£14...
So, like...
£14 each or £14 total?
Just £14 total.
It's great.
I know.
It's amazing.
I know. Only my card. It was 18, but I had a promotion or something, so it took £3.60 off. And then I tipped him £2 because you fell asleep and dropped the sweet potato fries, and there was a bunch on the floor. So then I had to, like, scoop them out before... He was like... I was shuffling out because... Where they drop us off, it's if I were to get out, I'd get off onto a road. So we just shuffled through the other way. And he was like, can you clean that up? Like, can you just take those out? Because he's like, I don't really care. It's fine. Just the next people
yeah.
that I pick up would, you know, rate me down for that.
See, I didn't know that. And that
I was like, no, of course, it's fine. I was going to anyway. But I genuinely was. And I was telling Josh, I was like, please don't step on this when you get out.
Yeah.
I was like, just don't step up. Don't step. And he's like, what? Like, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm like, just don't. It's fine. Whatever. Just get out. Just get out. I'm like scooping it out onto the floor.
I didn't know that had happened.
Yeah.
See, this is what I'm talking about. End of the night chaos. That makes me never want to drink again.
We were all asleep. I think Aisha's the only one who stayed awake in that cab.
I don't know how she does it. I fall asleep in every Uber home.
Yeah. I do too. But like, it's a chill sleep. I'm not fully asleep. But I'm just like, enjoy. And then I know where they're like, okay, you're here. I'm like, okay, thank you. Bye. And then like, I get up and leave.
Oh, my. No.
We were like hitting you.
Yep.
Like, but Daniel, the and then the light came on. And you're like, what?
The thing is though, you were all there to do that. Sometimes I get a cab home alone and it's the driver who's like, Daniel. Daniel. And I'm like, what? Like, who the fuck are you? Where am I? It's real problematic.
Mm. I used to tip all the time because it's like a very big thing back home. I just feel like it's less of a thing here.
It's definitely less of a thing.
It's not ever, but I just, I can't afford to take as many Ubers as I do and also tip everyone. I'm so sorry. But I will sit quietly and be a very good Uber person. Person who takes Ubers.
Passenger.
Yes, that's the word.
Super. I feel like I could have gone my whole life without knowing I'd done that.
I'm sorry.
Now I've got to think about it all day.
It wasn't like the whole thing. It was like maybe 7. And there weren't squished, so it was really easy to do.
Okay.
And the guy was fine with it.
Okay. He probably has to deal with stuff like that all the time.
Yeah, but that's so much.
But
that's the low end of annoying.
I was just gonna say I've never thrown up in a car.
No.
Well, I've thrown up in a car. I've never thrown up in an Uber.
I've almost been sick in an Uber, and they were like, who was in college, and they were like, Jay, I swear to God. Or like all my friends were like, Jay, I swear to God, if you're sick in this Uber, you're paying for it.
Yeah.
I wasn't. But as soon as we got out, I went and threw up over a street lamp. But I made it.
I threw up in my ex-girlfriend's car once, and it was like
nice
an old Ford Fiesta from the fucking 90s, so it was fabric interior.
Oh, no.
And it just, there were certain places in the car where it just never came out, and I'd eaten Skittles right before. it was purple and like just this horrible gray fabric interior car, and just you could just see like lines of purple in certain places, and even fucking months and months later I just see it and just think, ugh,
you really made gross. Your mark on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Man, I didn't feel that bad because she threw up in fucking cabs home more than once and I had to pay for the cleaning bill, so
ew.
Yeah,
that's a lot, right?
Yeah,
it's not like 80.
Yeah, I think I gave someone £90.
That's insane.
It is insane. But, you
I mean,
know,
I get it.
Yeah.
But just like, I wouldn't want to do
anything. Don't throw up all over somebody's car. That's your life lesson.
Yeah, exactly. I will not.
You can't say you definitely won't. It could happen.
No.
It could happen to you.
No. I would literally take off my jacket and throw up in the pocket before I do that.
Yeah.
Like 100%.
Yeah, I think
I'll inconvenience myself before I inconvenience somebody else with my vomit.
I'm definitely going to be resourceful in that situation.
Yeah.
The way I always imagine
it. My hood or something.
The way I always imagine it is I would just make a bowl out of my t-shirt. And I'd be like, but then it would just definitely go through, wouldn't it?
Probably.
Yeah. Right now, by the way, I'm smart casual on top and just casual on the bottom. And
this is the top I slept in, so
there you go, you see. And Aisha said I look like, was it, at first she said you kind of look like Kanye West or something, and I was like, hell yeah, I'm a rich guy, I have rich guy vibes. And then she said, kind of look like a roadman, and I was like, okay, that went downhill immediately. But I threw the shirt back on to make the podcast feel formal.
Right.
Was it worth it, do you think?
Mm, sure. Yeah, probably.
Good. Do you know, last time we went out, I was putting this shirt on. I own two shirts, but they both look like this.
Mm-hmm. And, I'm familiar. I've seen them.
And I was putting the shirt on, getting ready. It was when we were going to the golf, crazy golf. And I said to Aisha, like, oh, I hope I don't get there and Josh is wearing the same shirt as me. Because, like, it's pretty, like, generic shirt, like, everyone could have one of these, and it's fairly common to wear these now. Like, I don't know why I'm so fucking tired. I'm just talking shit.
It's pretty common to wear a shirt.
Super. I mean, like, this particular kind of shirt is fairly
like a plaid
trendy
shirt
right now. So I was just like, I hope I don't get there and he's wearing the same shirt as me. And then I got there and you were wearing the same shirt as me. So that was bad. And yeah. Then when I was putting it on last night, I was thinking, I'm really outing myself as only having one shirt. But then also I was thinking, if Jay's wearing that same shirt again, then this is like, that's going to be a thing. Then we do this now. We wear matching outfits on nights out.
No, we did not.
Good. I was so relieved.
I bought a new outfit from Zara.
I didn't.
And then
who is she?
What?
Zara.
Who is, was that a bit?
Somebody on the Facebook marketplace.
The store.
Zara store?
Yeah.
Right.
It's like a big clothing brand, no?
Never heard of it.
What? Okay, anyway.
Jay, I buy my clothes in Tesco.
Well, it's like the same level as H&M. You've heard of H&M.
I've seen it.
Okay, well, there you go. That's just what I figured you would have, like, fine, you don't shop there, but.
It's fine, Jay. It's fine, let it go.
Whatever. Anyway.
Anyway. So, no, I don't buy new outfits. I don't have any new clothes. I bought this shirt because the other shirt I have that looks like it is too small for me now because I'm fat. That's mm-hmm. it. That's why I own two shirts. Otherwise, I'd own one.
I get that. I have that problem. I have, like, two clothing racks in my new open wardrobe thing that I have. One side is, like, things that I wear a lot. And the other side is things that barely fit me anymore. And it's like, they look nice on the rack, but
I wish
try and put it on because you kind of look like a sausage.
I wish my room wasn't like always in a constant, it looks like a dump.
I don't really ever see your room.
I can't think of words. No, this is what I'm saying.
Oh, it was like, I've seen it once.
I wish it didn't always look like that so that at some point I could show you how I store my clothes because I have drawers in my bedroom and in my studio, and I have a wardrobe, and I have another set of drawers, and everything's just everywhere because and this is not an exaggeration, I own two shirts.
Right.
I own one pair of jeans, one pair of shorts, and roughly 400 t-shirts.
400?
About that, yeah. So it's like, that's like eyeballing it. I've no idea what the real number is, but it's roughly that. And so it's just piles of t-shirts everywhere, and I don't wear most of them, but I'm never going to throw anything away because I don't like doing that. Because I'm like, well, but what if, you know, I'm holding a shirt that I had when I was 11, and I'm like, but what if I get skinny again?
You can still wear the big shirts.
Yeah.
It's the other way around that doesn't work. Mm. To be fair, I did that. It was like more band shirts. I always feel really bad throwing away band shirts.
Yeah,
I don't want to do that.
I don't ever throw anything.
Unless it's ripped. I've worn it to death that there's so many holes in it and there's nothing I can do about it. Which has happened.
That's only kind of just started happening to me lately. I don't know. I think clothes got worse, but
100%.
I have a few t-shirts now that have holes in, and I don't know what to do because it's causing me a real crisis because I'm just like, but I can't buy a new one, so I don't understand what I do with this now. Do I sew this back together? Do people do that? Is that a thing that people do? Sew the shirts back together, and then you've got like a little patch that's not the same color black as the black that the shirt is.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm going to do.
I think I've seen people make like blankets with it.
I'm not going to do that.
Quilts with it. We can get someone to make it for you. I'm not saying you do
it. I sleep on a couch. I'm not going to make a blanket out of shirts. What am I, royalty?
Okay. Well, I did.
I remember.
Put it over on the canvases and hung them up on my wall.
I remember.
As art. Why are you laughing?
Because I made fun of you a lot.
Why? You could take that down and wear them again if you want. It's only stapled. I staple my shirts.
Now that is a hilarious way to store your clothes. If like in the morning you just like pull one off the canvas. Great way to start the day.
No.
So because I've said this on the podcast a few times, so I apologize for repeating myself, but you guys don't pay attention. I match my shirts to my underwear.
I know.
So there's a system involved in that. And the other day I was looking for a blue shirt because I was like, this is what it needs to be blue today. That's what it's got to be.
I understand.
Because I was like, you know, it was like an urgent laundry scenario. Like I was running on the last stuff and I might have 400 t-shirts, but I don't have 400 pairs of boxers. So, you know.
Right.
We were running low. It had to be blue. And I opened the, because I couldn't find any blue shirts either. I opened the wardrobe and that's where like the stack of shirts is that I do not wear ever and have no plans to ever wear. And I was like, oh, there's a blue one. And it was a free t-shirt that I got at HMV when Star Wars came out on Blu-ray. And I bought the Blu-ray and they gave me a free t-shirt. And it says on it the date the Blu-ray came out. And it says Blu-ray on it. Like, why would anyone ever wear that? It's a Star Wars merch t-shirt, but it's also a merch t-shirt for Blu-ray.
Yeah.
It's so fucking weird and embarrassing. So, but I'm not going to throw it away. I'm not going to throw that away. That's memories, Jay. I'm not going to throw that away. What am I, a savage?
I'm so sorry.
But
I'm so sorry.
Anyway, yeah, that's why it's such chaos.
Put it on a canvas on your wall.
Frame it.
Staple it up there.
Every t-shirt is art.
To be fair, I have stuff like that. Like the sweaters and shirts that you get from like your high school or something. And it's just like, I just still have it. I'm like, I will never wear this again.
Oh, yeah.
I will never, ever wear this, like, you know, whatever.
I think I've got my school uniform somewhere. You don't wear uniform over there, do you? Mm-hmm. I guess some schools do.
Some schools
do,
but we don't know.
Generally,
I didn't.
It's most schools here, almost all schools here wear uniform. So
honestly, I think that would be easier.
Yeah, I think it makes sense. If it wasn't so expensive, it would make sense.
Mm.
But yes, I mean, I still have all that stuff somewhere. What I don't have, they made... Is this a thing in Canada as well? Because I think they still do this. Make like a hoodie for when you leave and write everyone's name on the back of it. Like says like class of 2010 or whatever and
right.
Has everyone's name.
No.
Oh. Well,
we did t-shirts of that. So I have t-shirts from that from like I'm talking middle school, so grade like 3 to 5.
Oh, okay. So this was
And it was like that's what they would do for that. And then high school you would just get, I think it's like embroidered really in like the year and then just your high school.
Right.
And that's it, really.
That makes sense.
And then you get to pick as the school colors.
This was just like...
But not everyone's name on it.
This was
that's
just
the yearbook.
Just when you left. Yeah, we don't do that. We don't have yearbooks.
You don't have yearbooks?
No.
Aw, those are the best.
You get we do like school photos, but we don't have that. It's just a picture of everyone.
So you don't get to like, you have one picture of everyone.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah. I think, yeah, pretty sure.
Oh. It's like a whole book, everyone in that school, year.
We don't
so
have
all
that.
Like, if you were in grade 11, you get the grade 9 photos as well.
We don't have that. And it's quite prevalent in American movies that they talk about yearbooks. And I've never really been able to understand. Like, I have a brief understanding of it's a picture, it's everyone's pictures, and then there's a fucking quote underneath it or something. But
do you want me to explain it to you like you're an alien?
Yeah, like imagine I am an alien, just came down to Earth, and you don't need to explain school to me. just yearbooks. Right. I get everything else, but I've never heard the concept of yearbooks. But we had these hoodies made, and you could pick any color, and so I went with orange because I thought you never see people with orange hoodies. The reason is because it's fucking hideous. But I didn't really enjoy school that much, and there were a lot of people I didn't like there and stuff, so I didn't want a hoodie with everyone's name on it. But I bought it, and then the first day we had it, we went camping and got drunk and stuff, and someone smashed a bottle of Smirnoff Ice in my bag, and it went all over my hoodie, and I didn't unpack my bag for a while, and it went moldy, so I just threw it away. Just, I never wore it once. I was just like, well, I shouldn't have picked orange anyway. So, but also, when am I gonna fucking wear that? People used to go to the park wearing them and stuff, and I'd be like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Wear a hoodie that you like. Don't wear a hoodie with my name on the back. That's so fucking dumb.
And now you just do that all the time.
With my own name.
Own name, yeah.
Yeah. Not gonna have some fucking dweeb from high school on there, though.
No. It's veering credit to somebody else.
Yeah. It's all about me.
Yeah.
Why would you even question that?
I didn't.
Okay. This has been a chore, and it's not your fault. It's the hangover's fault. But I cannot think straight. Mm. Thank you very much for listening, everybody. This has been a Hangover You Don't Deserve podcast, and we will be back to regularly scheduled programming very soon. If you'd like to follow us on social media, it's at @AHYDDpod everywhere. And if you want to support the show, patreon.com/AHYDDpod. We are really, really, I know I keep saying this, but really, 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 really close to having a merch store open. And the only reason it's taking so long is because I don't want to open with two designs or open with a lot of shit. I would like it to be good. So the longer it takes, the better it'll be. That's the way I view it. Thanks for listening. Goodbye. Say goodbye, Jay.
Oh, bye.
Bye.
Are they still drunk? Are they hungover? Sophie and Daniel, definitely not sober.
Thank you for listening to the Hangover You Don't Deserve podcast.